Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. I just got an update for a gentleman who was actually in the hearings, the Senate hearings, Scott Adams of Red State Talk Radio. I usually have on every Thursday. Yes, he was actually in the hearings, so he only came on for a part of the first segment. But what he said was the issue with Jeff Flake was they were wanting to delay a week. It may not be a full week. And what happens is these people who came out with accusations against Kavanaugh were media accusations. They didn't have the way to law, which is if you lie to the FBI, you go to jail. If they can corroborate and prove that you lied or actually made a misstatement under oath. And so a lot of these people are going to retract their statements like this Swetwick, or whatever, under Avenatti, and this one Ramirez. It's also going to be people like Mr. Judge, actually, the friend of Kavanaugh, who had a problem with alcohol after high school and later on developed cancer, etc., chronic alcoholism, and is now in rehab and doing fine. But he said he's going to fully cooperate, and he had no evidence whatsoever that Kavanaugh was there or there was any kind of event like this. So what I see happening is this is going to be positive. It's going to blow up in the face of the Democrats, and it'll only delay the actual confirmation by a couple of days because it could all be finished up by Wednesday. If the FBI do go in and do their investigation and just ask questions, all they're going to do is what's called 302s, which is they're going to ask the people who've already given sworn legal affidavit statements to the Senate, and this is going to change things dramatically. So where it stands, actually, as far as I can see, is Kavanaugh's not guilty. Christine Blasey Ford has definitely been assaulted in the past, but not by Kavanaugh, and it's obvious that she has some degree of mental illness, and it needs to be dealt with. The poor woman has got problems. But the fact is Kavanaugh is not a serial rapist, as they try to make out the Democrats, or an alcoholic. And what I see happening is this is all delay tactics because they want to not only take away the constitutional powers of the president so they can remove him from office, they want to make sure they maintain their sacrament of abortion. And by the way, the women on the left don't realize this. The deep state and the Paris Accord and so on don't want to just preserve women's right to abortion. They want to eventually take over reproduction, so any intrauterine pregnancy, say, a generation from now, will be against the law unless it's sanctioned by the state. That's where everything's going. If you don't think that's happening, I presented papers to the Royal Commission on New Reproductive Technology 25 years ago. I'm an expert in this area, and I can tell you the deep state and the global enviromaniacs want to take away the rights of everybody to even reproduce wildly. So this is nasty. And so I'm hoping that people like Keisha Rogers, who we're going to have on the show here in a second, can win against Al Green. And she's an independent for Trump. And she understands that a lot of the independents are actually going to decide this election. The Trump supporters are solid. The Democrat supporters, despite the insanity of what's going on in the circus with the Kavanaugh hearing and the insanity of trying to abolish ICE and open borders, etc., put in the national health care plan, which is not good health care, but catastrophically expensive and bad health care. We need a brilliant person like Al Green being removed. We need a brilliant person like Keisha Rogers to replace Al Green that's not going to try to impeach Trump, but going to try to move to make America great again. So welcome back, Keisha.
Hi, Dr. Deagle. How are you today?
Good. I just got an update from Scott Adams, who's in the hearings, and I think it's going to get resolved for even those people who are kind of in the gray area. It's good to hear from both these witnesses, and I saw the testimony, but it's obvious to me as a professional that this is going to resolve within a week, because witnesses have said this event didn't happen, and the woman who was abused definitely, she needs mental help. She's got serious problems. She also is on the dark side. They try to say this is not political. Yeah, it is political. It's political. And the fact is, she did A papers for Corcept, the drug company, Mifepristone. She's been at these marches. She's an uber Democrat. And see, the thing is, I don't want anybody caught in the dialectic of either the extreme left or the extreme right. For example, there's things that are going on with Trump that I don't want to drink the Trump Kool-Aid, but I support him because he's making the economy better again. He's going to strengthen the borders. He's going to help international trade. And if we pray for the man and get great advisors like you into the legislature, you're going to be able to advise Trump to make sure that he stays on track with doing other great things rather than bad things. And there's a lot of...
That's right.
And that's why we need you in politics, and that's why we need you there in the great state of Texas, in a giant city of Houston, which I think is the third largest city in the United States, isn't it?
Yep, that's right. Well, just on what you said, I think this gets right at the heart of the fight and the campaign that I'm waging against Al Green, because he's not just some local guy that's expressing his dislike for the president. He is right at the center of this resist movement and this witch hunt and coup against the president. And when you have a Congress member who comes out and says that a president need not commit a crime in order to be impeached, completely disregarding the principles of the Constitution in Article 2, Section 4, which identifies what an impeachable offense of a president is, you can see this is a turning point right now for the nation. The Kavanaugh, what's happening with the Kavanaugh nomination is that when you can attack someone without having a due process or a process without deniable evidence whatsoever that this person committed this crime. You know, we're going back to a period in our society where, you know, it's feudalism and it's whatever someone says against you is law, and people can get killed over that. But this is, I mean, the American people are so disgusted and sick and tired of the political mayhem that is using and destroying people, really on both sides, because what both sides of the aisle, but with the Democrats who would resort to such lowness, and it's not just on the Kavanaugh issue, but it's that everything that Trump has done, the media has blocked it out, has portrayed it as completely horrendous and bad, or has tried to block any nomination of the president, and this has gone to extreme.
He's not the only nomination blocked. It's 150 members of his cabinet that have been blocked by the Democrats. So they have a policy of they'll do anything, even unethical or unreasonable. And by the way, this lady, even if she's on the far left and she maybe have multiple abortions herself and supports Corcept, the lady's been damaged. And she's further damaged by this process that the Senate decided to do when the ranking Democrat, Feinstein, actually brought this forward. I think this should have been done properly behind scenes and actually corroborated or get her proper help. I mean, And not only that, what they've done is damage the rights of young women, middle-aged women, whatever. They can be assaulted now. They'll be afraid to come forward because of the nastiness of this whole situation. So it damages the positive parts of the Me Too movement. And I'm really upset by that because I worked in emergency and I saw women who were assaulted. We do a forensic kit. We need to make sure a prosecution happens, but when there's no evidence and you accuse...
It's a serious matter not to be taken lightly.
Right, and if you have a situation where you falsely accuse a male, you can destroy his career or he can commit suicide or never be employable again. And this, for example, he's already made the statement that he may never be able to tutor basketball teams or be even teach at Harvard anymore. He's been teaching there for 10 years. And whether he's not a Supreme Court judge or not, his life has been ruined. And this is an obscenity, and people need to understand that this extra week is just going to gather further evidence to blow up the so-called stratagem of the Democrats, that there's no corroborating evidential witnesses that she has in her letter that are actually said that this event even happened.
Yeah, but people are getting so bombarded, and this has become the subject right now, that the subject at the root of what's really going on in the world is not even being addressed, because it's designed to distract people from actually addressing the real issue, which is we haven't even heard anything from the media on the speech that the president, besides negativity, gave at the UN General Assembly.
Yeah, which is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. If people haven't heard his speech, he took the gloves off on this free trade globalization whole operation and the institutions of free trade and globalization, and actually talked about peace, security, and economic development.
Right.
And so this is, why aren't we talking about this? Why aren't we talking about what he created in North Korea and South Korea with the reunification, which,
right,
you know, is part of the him taking up the initiative to help to foster this deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And I want you to kind of expand on this, because it involves everything that you think about. And this is why I like the fact that you're an independent. You don't necessarily swallow all the stuff that Trump is doing, but it is an independent. And independents make up about 20 to 25, 30% of the population. We've got the hard left in the Democrats. And then some of them are actually starting to kind of get a little skittish, because some of the Democratic Party is going so far left, the regular Dems of previous generations are saying, I don't know if this is my Democratic Party anymore. Then the independents are basically saying, you know, prove to me, you know, put more money in my wallet, make me safer to go to school or work, make it safer for me to buy affordable health care, which Trump did with this new affordable health care plan, so even small independent businesses. Don't tax me to death so actually you can hire people. And, you know, and to control the borders so I don't have, you know, people in certain groups like blacks and Hispanics competing against people that are coming in willing to do subsistence wage. And there's property managers and corporations, both in the left and the right, benefiting from cheap labor. And that's part of the reason why they don't want to support Trump, both on the left and the right. And that's why I like the idea that the left and the right are basically complicit in maintaining open borders and not properly regulating immigration or fixing it, which is very fixable. And we need to have a Bracero 2 work program. We also need a Defense of Earth program, which you've talked about from the LaRouche Foundation for years, that we need to defend Earth from coronal mass ejections and solar flares or just climate change, which is occurring naturally in the planet. I mean, the fact you live on a planet that's a violent planet, things are going to change. And it's not necessarily due to humans, but when you try to attribute it to humans, and then you start hitting business with giant taxes to destroy business, like the statements by Barack Obama back in 2015 to African nations, don't try to industrialize for 30 generations or the Earth will turn into Venus. How crazy is that to tell countries that have smart people, want to get universities, want high-tech jobs and so on, and want to get high-speed rail or communication or hospitals and high-tech businesses, say, don't do it, or we'll all die in a planet that turns to Venus. I mean, that's very cruel, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, two points. First of all, the number one issue that is confronting this nation and the world as a whole, which is being really targeted, is poverty by China. Is poverty. We have to actually put this at the forefront of our agenda. And
right.
And when you talk about defense of Earth policies, well, defense of Earth is not just dealing with things that are off the Earth as a, but also dealing with solar flares and weather changes and so forth, but is dealing with the infrastructure that's needed to prevent flooding, to prevent the devastation that we've seen happening on a very consistent basis with Harvey, with Rita, with Ike, with Florence, with everything else that's been destroying lives.
Well, Katrina's a good example of this.
This right now because we're too busy addressing the insanity of crazy people wanting to push resist movements and call for impeachment versus dealing with the fact that, as I was just saying before we got back on, that I'm running against not only the congressman calling for the impeachment of the president with no basis whatsoever, but the congress member from Texas who is the 10th richest congress member in Texas, presiding over the 10th poorest district, where there is an area called Sunnyside in the district, which is at the sixth number of crimes, sixth highest crime rate, where 1 in 11 people have a chance of becoming a victim of crime. But we got to get serious about this right now, that people and their party politics and identity politics and not addressing the root of the matter of what is destroying our country, which is people like Al Green, grandstanding, and greedy Al Green is what I call him, because he's all about lining his own pockets. And that's what he's doing right now while his constituency is being completely destroyed. And they're not buying it. They're looking for leadership. I go out in the population and I'm organizing. I mean, look, we're now less than a month away from the, you know, we have a month before the early voting starts for this very, for Texas election. And this is not just going to be a shot heard around the world. And, you know, important for the 9th Congressional District to get this guy out of here. This is going to be important for the entire nation and the world.
And the planet, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
give me an example. I'm going to throw a few ideas out and see if they match up, because I'm pretty sure they're close to. Number one, if we worry about poverty, the first thing that LaRouche has talked about, if you build infrastructure, tool and die and so on, and infrastructure, you have the means for people to be employed. Everybody wants to work. So I believe in what I call workfare, and it's different than what previously said workfare, which means everybody needs a job. Even if you're paralyzed from the neck, you can do 2 hours a day. And I believe what we do is have a reverse tax rather than a welfare state. So that basically, if people are earning on a certain amount of money to buy food or basic things and so on, and what you do is, for health care, you have not only all these health cooperatives, you set up a thing called VAT, a VA value-added tax. The VAT would then go send the money to the county, and they can hire up the doctors in the local community in the hospital. So everybody would have health care, and no one would have to just prove that you're a citizen. You don't have to have a big pile of insurance and big fat insurance companies. And to be honest with you, they need to pay doctors an hourly wage rather than this idea of a fee for service. That'll take away a lot of the bureaucracy. So if you're a cardiac surgeon, whether you're talking to your patient or you're cutting, you're still paid a decent income overall in the year, plus doctors get sick. The average male doctor in this country only lives to be 55. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Or they get disabled. I mean, they're out there 10 or 15 years in practice because they may only start in their mid-30s or early 40s because they're specialists in surgery. By the time they're in their 50s working their ass off, because I saw it with my colleagues dropping dead in the ICU, you need to have a pension system. Or female doctors, maybe they want to just work part-time because they want a family. Let them do that. It's up to them. They have to have a life. So the idea is, you have pension systems, you have a value-added tax, you pay an hourly wage like anybody else, yeah, and you give people the opportunity to have an interaction between a doctor, and the doctor can be innovative.
You don't have for-profit insurance companies controlling your health care.
Exactly. And what you do is you have the value-added tax goes directly to the county, not the state, and you have people that are not politicians that are running and they have a very short term, 2 years, not paid a big fat salary, so they want to stay in there forever. You have community people and health professionals, and they work together to provide services to their people locally, period. Then if you want to have international trade, you want to have a level trade field. The Chinese have been predators. They've been grabbing stuff and even repatenting things. It's illegal. I had one company come on a few years ago, and the company had a wind vane system for generating power. When they went over, the Chinese company insisted that they hand over their patents and technology, and at night they were building up alternative wind vanes that weren't built by the company, directly competing with the guy who bought his company from America. This is craziness. And our previous trade deals have destroyed the American business. We've also tried to destroy even the steel production. If without aluminum and steel, you don't even have a military, because you need military-grade aluminum to even to make aircraft or to do anything. So Trump is finally starting to kind of see the light here with this. And to be honest with you, it would be good for everybody. The Chinese know, Mr. Ma said it, in order to make 15 million more jobs in China, I need to make 2 million jobs in America. Let's do it. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's do it.
More.
Let's also make sure that whatever products you get aren't crap. Don't have poison in your dog food. Don't have bad stuff that's going to give electromagnetic pollution. Don't have stuff that breaks down after 6 months and is realized that the quality of product you buy at Walmart or wherever, and allow small company competition, you know. You don't have to break up Amazon, just to supply all their database to everybody else, too, so small competitors can compete. Right?
Long distance.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So, Tisha, you know, you're a solutions-based person, and it's so wonderful to have people like you that actually want to, you know, get your hands dirty, get in there, and just tell people, hey, don't regret, don't fret, don't think that nothing can be done. That's what the philosophy of, you know, the great philosopher I call geopolitical philosopher, Linda LaRouche, and you've been following for years, but you're a philosopher yourself. You basically say, look, don't listen to Al Green and this craziness of impeachment. It's like, okay, tell people, we're going to take away Trump. We're going to take away the money in your pocket. We're going to take away control of your borders. We're going to not build a wall or even have a Bracero 2 work program. We're not going to improve, you know, defensive Earth projects with China or stabilize things so we're no longer in a future conflict with China or Russia, but we're building bridges and roads and increasing the economy in other third world countries so they don't need to immigrate here. They have their own economies in Central America or North Africa or wherever. In fact, it's one of the things that the European Commission is doing is fighting against countries like Italy. They're saying their best policy is to rebuild services and the environment and primary water in, say, Africa, so people can return there, which is about a tenth the cost. And the European Commission is angry with them, saying, don't do that, that's not our policy. I'm thinking, this is craziness. And, you know, you stand up for common sense and decency and the rule of law, and people like Al Green don't. They just want a profit, as he has, to the tune of $5 million by knowing what's going to happen to the economy and actually advancing his own pocket, just like I call the District of Criminals does, by having inside track of what's going on in the economy and the banker game. It's pretty obscene, isn't it?
Well, Dr. Deagle, look, a lot's being discussed here, and we cover quite a bit in all of every time I'm on all our discussions. But the one thing I want people to take from this, because we're at such a critical period in this election, and again, if people like Al Green leading the Resist movement, along with with Maxine Waters, and people who are hell bent on getting the Democrats elected to overthrow this president with impeachment, then the nation is going to be in total chaos, and that's what they're trying to create. So I would say that anybody on this call who is listening, who lives particularly in Texas in the 9th Congressional District, although you need to live here in the 9th Congressional District to vote for me, and you should take my number to call, which is 713-999-3716. If you can get involved in this campaign, you can also visit my website at KeshaRogers.com. That's KeshaRogers, KeshaRogers.com, and get active in this campaign. I'm also on Keisha Rogers TX on Facebook and Twitter. You can find me there. But the key is, I need funds into my campaign because unlike Al Green, I'm not getting the Wall Street money. But this is extremely important, and elections in Texas start, early voting starts on October 22nd, and as we know, election day is on November 6th. So this is what people need to take from this call right now, that we're at a critical turning point for this nation, and that we have to make sure that we defend the president and the presidency against this witch hunt and coup, which is really, everything's about to come out into the open right now.
Right.
The Kavanaugh nomination, you know, what's happening with the Kavanaugh nomination and what it's exposing is really going to just break this whole witch hunt wide open. And that's coming at the time where people are, they're trying to go hardcore because they're freaked out that Trump is going to, has already called for the release of the FISA court memos and all of the documents that go into the whole operation around the Russiagate operation against him. And now, I mean, you look at this whole thing that's come out with Deputy Rod Rosenstein.
Right.
Like, there's no basis to any of this stuff except for utter hatred and of the president. And so that's not going to work. But if we can really send a shockwave where people, you know, who you think would be Al Green supporters, hands down, are saying this is disgusting, enough is enough. You know, we're not concerned about impeaching the president. We're concerned about jobs, economic development. We're concerned about ending the homicide rates and the crime rates and, you know, the drug trafficking that's killing people. That's what we have to get to the heart of right now. And so, again, this is extremely important, but this thing is about to be broken wide open, and we better be ready.
Yeah, I think that the policies that Trump's trying to bring in are going to eventually shut down the drug trade. People have to understand that there's also deep elements in our government that are involved directly. That's why Fast and Furious happened. People need to realize that the swamp monsters aren't just external out there, like in the we call banker land, you know, or Wall Street. It's inside the government. When we see people like Rosenstein, we see like McCabe, etc., we've got some swamp monsters deep in the bowels of the government, either in administrative positions or long-term positions working as affiliates of the government. And what we should have to understand is, are we for America and Americans? Are we for people on Earth? For example, if America does things right, the whole world prospers from it. If we start working, for example, with China on the Belt and Road program to help many nations to actually have an economy, then they won't need to worry about having to immigrate to America because their economy's crashed. I was looking at some of the nations and the desperation in South America, Argentina, Chile, and so on. These economies everywhere are crashing. Look at Venezuela. You need something like 8 million bolivars in order to buy a roll of toilet paper. Well, you might use a bolivar instead of the toilet paper, but you're going to get a rash. And the problem is, now they're talking about military operations and killing people, and there's so many people emigrating from Venezuela to Colombia that the people in Colombia can't compete. So these disasters, if you're worried about Central and South America and other places in the world, this is a defensive Earth strategy you're saying too, right? We have to defend the idea that there has to be a world economy, and we shouldn't allow poverty, not just in our own nation, but around the world. We shouldn't allow human beings to suffer from tyranny, like our Google, for example, collaborating with the communist Chinese to kind of rape people so that they can't even get on a plane or train or even get a job if they do certain things that the state doesn't like. And it's our Intel companies doing this. They won't cooperate to protect our air traffic controllers and our water treatment facilities and our nuclear reactors and our power grid, but they're going to collaborate with super states that are tyrannizing their people. And Trump needs to make it very clear that we're not going to tolerate this stuff. Same with social media and CNN and MSNBC, in a sense, a soft coup. It's not very soft anymore. This is an active coup. And we saw even with Kavanaugh, this is a coup against Trump. In fact, I saw Cory Booker talking about the fact that there is most concern, long before the thing arose with Blasey Ford, was the idea he's...
800 million people have been lifted out of poverty in China over the last 30 years, and the United States has to actually learn a lesson about why we still are going with the same geopolitical British imperial-run system that people enslaved and has an old colonial system, which doesn't want to see nations like Africa develop and actually have access to nuclear power, have access to higher standards of living. But we got to think about the same thing here. Why are there over 41 million people in the United States and is still impoverished? And what we're doing to other nations, like you said, the policies of NAFTA-CAFTA that have destroyed nations, and which Trump has taken on in the very correct way, and saying if we shut down the drug cartels and actually start to help develop these nations along with looking out for the security and interest of our nation, that's what we have to do.
Part of the drug cartels are existing because there's people in the Special Activities Division of the CIA and in their intel agencies, FBI, that support the drug cartels on our side. That's what Fast and Furious happened. And people don't want to hear this because they call it conspiracy theory, but there's elements in our government that don't mind killing American citizens and don't mind impoverishing us or putting us in danger, whether it's Benghazi or illegal wars in Iraq when they knew there were no weapons of mass destruction. I mean, the massive debt of our nation is caused by bad policy from lies that came from the top. And it lies come from people like Al Green, though. If we don't support people like you, we're never going to fix it, because I call it the liocracy is bankrupting us, isn't it? Yeah, and it's keeping us in poverty. It's balkanizing and tribalizing us. And we're all Americans, whatever our skin color or background. We're all Americans, we're all citizens of Earth, we're all humans.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I'm going to certainly support you financially and otherwise. And this letter basically says, vote Keisha Rogers independent for U.S. Congress TX9, which is your 9th district.
Right.
And this article, I'm going to see if I can put that open letter up on the site so people can get it, or I'm going to put a link to it. What people need to understand, this is not just an election of you in the 9th district in Texas, because Al Green is the tip of the spear of what I call the insane globalists that are greedy and are profiting from having inside knowledge of what's going on in the banker halls and in the corrupt people that support these politicians. I call it the corruptocracy. I mean, it's really, really corrupt. And people like Al Green, who want to impeach Trump, they don't want him to ruin their game. Their game is basically a Wall Street game, a game to keep people in poverty, to make America dangerous again, and to actually increase the risk that we're not going to negotiate with China and Russia so down the road they're going to become mortal enemies, and we're going to have a thermonuclear scalar and biological chemical warfare. And this is all going to happen because we don't decide to actually get along with our enemies and potential competitors. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, what you're saying, I think, is important because we're getting at a deeper question of a moral standard and value in our country again, where, as I said before, if you have a doing away with a due process of law, if people can just say, you know, a president should be impeached because we don't like him, because we think he's a racist or a bigot, or because he says something about the football players who want to kneel, that these things are, claimed to be, alleged to be impeachable offenses. But it's also a question of what is going on in our nation where we don't actually have a focus on advancing the creative potential of every single human being and every single citizen of our country, that instead of focusing on the real issues at hand of how to bring about security and peace and development in the nation and around the world, which is, despite some of the grotesque commentary by the media, is exactly what Trump talked about and the president talked about in the UN General Assembly. But none of this is being discussed right now. So the question at the heart of it is, you have the British imperial operations to continue to keep people dumbed down, enslaved, and being treated like cattle, versus people saying enough is enough, and we actually have to get back to a human standard in this country where there's compassion and love and respect for one another.
Well, a good example is how the CIA Special Activities Division and the Bilderberger Association and so on decided to create the super state Europe, which doesn't allow independence and the ability to respond to disasters like the earthquakes in Italy or to grow their economy. So they can't sell their excess olive oils and feta cheese in Greece to even cut them out of the morass they're in. And so the banks in Europe are teetering on collapse. And so we've got an economy in Europe that's paralyzed by this form of bizarre globalism, and it's not even negotiating with. Then it comes over and offers countries like North Africa and so on teeny amounts of money. And the Chinese offer hundreds of times more to actually develop their economy. And the Chinese say, the countries say, like in North Africa or the Middle East, yeah, let's go, China.
And there's one solution to that right now, which everybody has to actually push for, which is, as we've been calling for, and there's a petition initiated by Helga LaRouche to call for return to a fixed exchange rate credit system, four power solution of getting the United States, Russia, China, India to come together for a new fixed exchange rate system.
Exactly, like a Bretton Woods, in other words, a return to Bretton Woods.
A new Bretton Woods system.
And a new Bretton Woods.
That's
the
only way this thing is going to function.
Fix it and link it to, say, gold. Make sure that we have a stable world exchange system and have a level playing field so you don't have all kinds of tariff, non-tariff barriers. And also start building infrastructure in other countries. The Belt and Road system isn't just to keep the economy to the big four, okay? It's to actually expand it so other countries can have an economy. Right now what we have, we look at people like Zbigniew Brzezinski and others, they had the attitude of don't ever develop Africa, we just want to be able to mine their resources and destroy the people and keep them in poverty. It's terrible, isn't it?
It is. And that's the problem that we're facing right now, is that we got to make sure that we put an end to this geopolitical system of that's been destroying nations. And one of the things with the system of the new Bretton Woods, and also with the BRICS and Belt and Road Initiative, right. I put forth a proposal for what's called NABRI, North American Belt and Road Initiative, to link together of Canada, United States, all the way into Mexico and South America, that we need to actually bring development through rail development, power development, water infrastructure, water management, flood control, drought control into these areas.
Well, part of the problem is that there's people inside the intel agencies want to maintain the drug trade. For example, right. In the 50s, we rebuilt the U.S. Army Corps engineer, rebuilt the water services so that people could have not dry land, but, you know, heroin crops, but actually food. So Afghanistan can't produce its own food, so it produces a dry land crop controlled by the Taliban in collaboration with these deep state. They're actually killing 70,000 Americans per year caused by the drug trade, and the money's going into the pockets to the tune of trillions for off-world and other types of projects. It's not even under the purvey of the regular Congress and Senate, or probably even the President. They've compartmentalized parts of government that aren't even under control of our legislative branches and the President. I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. So the key is help me get elected, get into office, and more people who are going to actually work with the President and who are actually going to address the economic crisis in the country. So again, KeishaRogers.com. 713-999-3716. Support, contribute, help, do everything you can.
What's that number again?
713-999-3716.
3716. I'll put that in the header as well. I'll get this article up. I really want to wish you to come back here regularly before the election, Keisha, every couple of weeks. And if we don't do, we also should do some simulcast to Vimeo, put it up on YouTube and all our social media. Yeah, people don't realize that your election as an independent for Trump in Texas is probably one of the most important election sites in the country, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so, please, everything you can do to help. I'm going to be sending you a video very soon, Dr. Deagle, a five-minute video that I want you to share on your network.
Actually, yeah. And I like your thing, fire Al Green so we'll have a stable world, a great economy, and a lot less poverty. And health care for everyone, right?
Greedy Al Green. It's got to go.
Yeah. Maybe you should make a children's book. Maybe people will understand if you do it, make a children's book with pictures.
Right.
Pretty funny, eh? You can just see, you know, Al Green is the evil guy, you know, and you read it to your 9-year-old kids or 8-year-old kids.
Oh, no, don't.
So some people will get it, you know. A lot of people, they don't get it unless you make it kind of either funny or entertaining. And honestly, if you make it funny or entertaining, it gets past people's censor ban. That's why the first people they get rid of in a revolution are the comedians, the philosophers, and the artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to an extent, when you're actually doing good, the only way to actually make sure you get it, I saw this dissertation by Martin Luther. Part of the reason why Martin Luther was so powerful, you guys realized the Gutenberg printing press, and he used it, and he also tried to enlighten the people like the intelligentsia and the royals to realize that the Vatican was putting the screws to them. And so when people went a little bit too far and went into a full-bore revolution, and of course he had to pull back on that, but what people need to understand is the power is in the people. Once they get the image of this and they realize that they elect you, they're going to have a more stable Texas with less poverty. They're going to have closed borders. They're going to have an immigration policy that makes sense so people can still immigrate here. And we can have a work program, visa program like Bracero too. And we can have a system where other countries, they don't have to leave Central America in order to come here because they'll have an economy.
Yeah. But you're right. Irony is very important to get the point across to people. Maybe people should, we should go back and read some of the writings of Jonathan Swift and look at, you know, how he really took on and made fun of the brutal and just stupidity of the British Empire and those who Empire.
He did that in the stories with pictures, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Very, very vivid pictures. That was good.
So if you have a good artist in your cadre of helpers, they should put together a short children's book or a letter or video. That would kind of tell the whole story of how Al Green made profits from his position in government, like the District of Criminals, I call it, the D.C. crowd, and how he's not really concerned about his constituents that are starving, can't buy health insurance, and are concerned the illegals are taking their jobs away and putting them in danger to go to work or school.
All right. We'll work on that.
Keisha Rogers is the solution. Vote for her. We'll have links up. Thank you, Keisha.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.